But first, you may think you've heard enough advice on cloud computing, but there's always something new to learn. That's the idea behind the just-published Cloud Buyer's Guide for Government. It was produced by the Tech America Foundation. Joining us with more is Mike Hettinger. He's Senior Vice President for the Public Sector at Tech America. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning, Emily. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Mike. So why do this? What does this guide offer that's new out there?
Well, this is not a, it's not a new guide. It's an update to a guide that we did back in 2011, which is, I think, the original guide that was published anywhere in Washington on cloud computing. So, as we looked at it, you think back 3 years, we, obviously have come a long way in how we look at cloud computing, how, integrated into the federal environment it's become over the last, 3 years. So we thought if we could look back and actually take the lessons learned from the last 3 years and apply that to a new updated, buyer's guide for cloud computing and government, that would make sense. So that's what we've done here. A wealth of industry best practices and things like that we've learned over the last couple of years that have been applied to this new guide.
Now, the very first sentence says the U.S. government is in the midst of a major policy shift with regards to cloud computing. So what's changed? Do you think so much since 2011, now that we're here in the middle of 2014?
I think we're still in the middle of that same policy shift that happened as we began to think about cloud computing. We've really sort of gone beyond the initial phases where it was just a curiosity, and as I said, it's now really fully integrated into how government agencies leverage their technology. So the policy shift is really that continuous move away from, traditional big ERP systems to a pay-as-you-go, pay-by-the-drink kind of cloud computing model. And so the buying patterns behind that need to change to keep pace with where the technology is going.
What have we learned about the hurdles facing agencies as they move to the cloud from the point where you first issued this guide to now?
Well, again, it was a curiosity at first, I think, more than anything, and we've certainly seen many successes in cloud computing implementations across the federal government. What we've seen primarily, though, is email as a service and some of the more low-hanging fruit stuff be implemented. There's still clearly some hurdles as you get into larger systems and storage and things like that. I was actually thinking as I was preparing for the interview this morning, in 2011 when this guide came out, we weren't even talking about FedRAMP. So, FedRAMP has come into the picture. That changes the dynamic a little bit. A lot going on that's changed over the last 3 years, and this guide helps agencies understand, sort of that full dynamic. It's not just about, the nuts and bolts of how you buy it, but it's sort of about what you should be thinking about as you look at your agency needs and your mission and what you want to accomplish and how cloud computing fits into that overall picture.
Now, you have two lists here, agencies who have moved email into the cloud, and everybody agrees that's the easiest piece to do. But there's another list of agencies who have moved other things into the cloud, Health and Human Services, Treasury, Defense, USAID even, and Energy has got website hosting there. Who do you think are the leaders here in the federal government with respect to moving past email?
I think we mentioned the ones there in the report that you just read off, Tom. Those are obviously ones that we wanted to highlight in here. Lots of agencies thinking differently about cloud and how they use it. DOD has been very forward-looking, working through DISA to look at the cloud broker model. Every agency's taken a look at it in one way or another, and just figuring out how it works best for them. But again, at the end of the day, leveraging technology, and when you talk about cloud, that's just one piece of that. The best thing to do, the key thing to do as you're looking at it is, what's my mission, what do I want to accomplish, and how can technology enable me to get there? And that's what we're seeing with a lot of these agencies.
And Mike, do you foresee a time, or perhaps it's now, that cloud is actually going to be the default?
That's a good question, Emily. Cloud is one of the, it's certainly, we're going to have to do things that are not in the cloud for a long time, and that's legacy systems in the federal government continue to be where the majority of federal spending comes in, operations and maintenance as it relates to those legacy systems. Cloud's just a small piece. What we've talked about is if you look at the essentially $80 billion number that gets spent on IT, right now about 25 percent of that could go to cloud. So you're looking at a quarter. So it should, you know, cloud first, which is the policy that the administration has pushed, has said that should be your default look. But to make it sort of the majority in the federal government, I think will take a significant amount of time. And there are things that may never move to the cloud, but where it makes sense, we want to make sure that people understand what's available to them, how they get it, and then you know, how they apply that to their mission.
We're speaking with Mike Hettinger. He's the Senior Vice President for Public Sector at Tech America. And there's sort of a dichotomy here in the way the government approaches this, because there is a policy, as you mentioned, of cloud first from OMB. And yet the first thing agencies have to do, as you point out in this report, is they have to create a business case before they can move to the cloud. So it seems like if the policy is cloud first, they could say, all right, here I go, I'm going to the cloud. But no, you got to make a business case. Does that seem to be where a lot of agencies get hung up?
I don't know that it's where agencies necessarily get hung up, but it's certainly one of the things you have to look at. So, you know, cloud being obviously one possible answer, one possible solution to my IT needs. You know, I think what the administration did with their cloud first policy is really get people into a mindset that says, look, I'm going to take a look at this. And if this meets my needs, that ought to be where I go first. And then I can build a business case around that. As I said, there's a lot of other things that one needs to consider. And legacy systems, you know, if they're able to do what I need it to do as an agency manager, then I need to think about that as well. Within the confines of, you know, there's a cloud-first policy. There's also a mobile-first policy and a host of other policies that drive decision-making within those federal agencies.
So what do your industry members wish agencies would do or would know when it comes to cloud computing?
Well, again, this report, it's interesting. So, like so many things we do at Tech America, this report is driven out of our, it's driven out of our board structure, it's driven out of our committee structure, and it's driven, quite honestly, out of the meetings that we do, with, you know, federal CIOs and others throughout the course of the year. So really what's reflected in the guide, the best practices, the industry, case studies, the government case studies that are included in the report, that really captures, I think, what we want federal agencies to know and understand. And everything we do at Tech America is driven not by the staff, but really by what we hear from our members and from the government officials that we work with. And so all of that's been captured and put into this report, and that's why we think it's so helpful and beneficial for everyone to read.
Now, a lot of people say, I mean, one good thing about the cloud is that it spawned a sub-industry of conferences, because there's one about every week about clouds. Cloud computing. And what I hear consistently said at these events is that don't go into cloud as a way of necessarily reducing costs, but there are operational benefits. And yet the government has this, as you say, there's a lot of mandates. One of them is to reduce operating expenses so there's more money for development. So can the cloud actually reduce costs anyhow so that there's more money for development?
It's a balancing act like so many other things. So yes, you can reduce costs significantly over time, I think, if you leverage cloud, because you're not investing in your own, you know, hardware infrastructure and servers and all that sort of stuff. You're able to host that remotely. But yeah, there are operational efficiencies that go along with it. I mean, if you think that the obviously cloud is very secure, that's one operational aspect that's very beneficial. You're sort of benefiting from security that's been worked over a number of years and lessons learned and all that sort of stuff associated with it. But you can, there's so much more you can do with cloud-based technology than the traditional stuff that we've been using in government, that I think you can achieve those cost savings over time, but you can also really improve the way you interact with citizens. If you're a government agency, for example, and I think that's highly beneficial.
And just digging into the details of your new guide, what headaches, either for government or industry, do you think can be avoided with this?
Again, I think, you know, going back to the we've got an FAQ section in there that is a compilation of questions that have either been asked by our, you know, folks who are in there working on cloud every day, or we've sort of taken and paraphrased based on information that we've learned as we've gone through this process over the last 3 years. But you take those lessons learned, you understand the FAQs, you go in prepared for you know, whatever scenario an agency might bring to you, and that puts you in a better position, I think, to understand, you know, what you should be doing as a contractor and from a government standpoint, how you leverage the technologies that are out there to best meet your mission.
So who specifically do you want to read this?
So it's targeted at, really at industry and government. It's industry best practices, which we hope others who are working in this space will look at and say, wow, there's some really good things in here that I can leverage and incorporate into what I do interacting with my federal customers. And then from a federal standpoint, we want them to look at it and say, you know, here's some things I need to be looking at as I interact with my contractors to make sure that they're offering me the things that I need to help improve my service environment.